There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition. Coming up tonight, we will talk more about Ross Ulbricht. That is my intention. The Silk Road trial is about to kick off Tuesday morning, and we will have our own Derek J. Freeman. He's going to be outside of the courthouse doing some outreach, and Michelle Seven, former host of the show, will be inside the courthouse watching the trial, and we're looking forward to hearing from her as to, you know, kind of give us the inside scoop as to what's happening there, because you certainly can't count on the mainstream media to cover this story in any accurate manner. But over at Wired.com, there's a story about why the Silk Road trial matters, and I do want to talk about that, but we're talking with Randy Stroud here. He's from SovereignTactics.org, and he was sort of summoned the other night. We were talking about this guy called Free Talk Live, as happens from time to time. Thankfully, it doesn't happen very often, but every now and then, one of these court guru people will call in, and they'll start spouting off all these claims about, well, if you want to get out of your traffic ticket, you can just file this form with the government and write UCC 1-208 on it or whatever, and then they'll just make it go away.
Or hop on one leg, spin around three times, yeah, walk in the door backwards, and mumble these words.
And don't forget to write your name in all caps or right, whatever. And so there's all kinds of these conspiracy, kind of courtroom conspiracies, for lack of a better term, propagated by these guru types who claim to have all this experience at doing this stuff, but yet they can never prove it. They never have even a document from court showing their case getting dismissed, showing what they filed in the case and showing it getting dismissed. They certainly don't have any video to prove what they're doing in court. And for all of the supposed gurus who are out there, not a single one of them has come to New Hampshire and shown us all how it's done, because you want to get it on video, just come on out. Keene, New Hampshire.
We've done it a lot.
Yeah, I'm in there all the time recording hearings at courts. You know, I have no problem getting a video camera into any courtroom in the state. And it was actually Shire Dude who pledged on Thursday night. Shire Dude pledged that if somebody comes to Manchester, that he will come to record the trial. I pledged that if the trial's in Keene, that I will come to record that trial. Somebody who wants to prove their little sovereign guru tactics work,
there you go,
come to New Hampshire. Now, Randy Stroud is somebody who runs a website called SovereignTactics.org, and you are someone who actually, you did not appreciate that guru calling in. You like the fact that we took that guy to task for coming on the air and making claims. But Randy, tell me what separates you. As you already pointed out, you do not claim to be one of these sovereign citizens, so people should not confuse you for that particular movement, even though the word sovereign is in the website title. And as I've said, I like the idea of sovereignty. I think the idea of being your own king of your own world is a fine thing. The idea of a sovereign citizen is contradictory from the get-go, because obviously you can't be both a sovereign and a citizen at the same time. So, you know, what is it that that you advocate? Obviously, there's a lot of information on your website, and, you know, not everybody listening is going to take the time to go and digest it all. So can you make it a little bit more, I guess, break it down? Like, what do people need to know? What is it that you're spreading that's different from some of these guru types out there?
Well, like I was saying earlier, I have actually worked as a paralegal for the last few years, you know, and a lot of these gurus absolutely have no experience being in court. Most of them, I can't speak for all of them because I mean, I'm not psychic, but mm-hmm. I would say that most of them have never even been in a courtroom, at least not for themselves, maybe going with a family member or something, but most of these gurus have never been to court, and they're simply watching other people's videos and then making secondhand knowledge and passing it off as their own. So what
almost every time one of them calls in, I like to ask that question of, have you ever actually tried the things you're advocating? The majority of them have not, and they've never been to court. There are a handful of them who will claim that they have done it and that they've done it successfully, but of all of those, there's no evidence that they can show
they can't prove it
that they've done it successfully. So that's been my experience talking to these guys.
A few times that I would actually say that I believe the individual with whatever amount of proof they've given me, I think it still comes down to the case that I think a lot of cop blockers find themselves in, is that There isn't anything that really, like, you didn't do the right dance or the right lettering or whatever that's got them to stop. But they, the enforcers themselves, the courts, the judge, the cops, whoever it might be that you're using your tactics on, are tired of you, and so they leave you alone. You know, like, mm-hmm. Keene Police here, for example, you know, they do their jobs, you know, like, when they have to. But for the most part, they would, you know, I drove around Keene for my first 2 years here without a license. I'm pretty sure they knew it in a big black and yellow RV. They just didn't want to be on YouTube, you know, and so
it's a hard target.
At some point, yeah, it's like they don't want the hassle. So, like, it's not to say that, like, maybe this story is true from a person, but what they don't tell you is that it was, like, years of them doing this stuff that, like, they just got tired of, like, okay, we'll leave this guy alone, we'll go for the easy. You know,
so Randy, you've got experience in court. You've got experience with the law. You've actually been to trial. You've actually been in court, and you've tried some unique ideas. What do you recommend for the newbie out there? I mean, what should people know? What should people take away from SovereignTactics.org?
Well, what people should realize is that a court case is really 90% about customer service, believe it or not, and only about 10% about actual laws and procedures. You know, you can have all the knowledge in the world. You can memorize the entire UCC if you want to, which is, God, I don't know how many pages long, but that's not
the Uniform Commercial Code is what that stands for, and there's a bunch of conspiracy theorists out there who have various different conspiracies regarding that. But essentially, UCC, as I understand it, is for, you know, corporations and companies and, like, different rules on how they are supposed to interact with one another in doing business or something, right?
Correct. And what really bothers me about a lot of these, sovereign citizen types is some of what they're saying does have some truth into it. Like, for example, right. People's identities are in fact being monetized and turned into legal corporations. You know, your Social Security card, you know, your legal name, it is being treated like a corporation. But knowing that information doesn't really help you win a court case. Like, it kind of is what it is. And knowing that information isn't going to, you know, win you a court case. So if you go into court and you say, well, I don't recognize that name or that corporation, they're going to say, well, we're saying that's who you are and you better deal with it. And then what does the sovereign citizen do at that point? He, you know, he buckles down and starts
crying. Yeah, you stammer and get arrested.
Exactly. And a lot of these sovereign citizen types, they advocate for the common law. I would agree that common law is, you know, a little bit less intrusive and better than, you know, the statutory laws that we have now. But even under the common law, you are still subject to eminent domain. The government can just say, hey, you know what, we're going to take your property because we want to build a highway through here, and there's nothing you can do about it. You can take the money, or we can arrest you. And that's under the common law.
I mean, plus, good luck going into any courtroom in America or in any of the Western courts and saying, I would like to be in a common law jurisdiction. Sir, this is an admiralty court, and I will not be crossing the bar.
What do you think Burke would say to you if you said that to him here in Keene? Like, you'd be in contempt of court so fast.
Yeah, for sure. What do you think, Randy?
Well, I want to kind of change the direction of the conversation and talk about evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier you were talking about a lot of these gurus don't, you know, have videos or documentation or anything that they've been through. I have a lot of documentation, and one of my favorite videos is of me being pulled over. It was on July 4th. I was on my way to an armed march on the Capitol here in Nashville, Tennessee, and I have video of that also. We actually didn't make it to the protest, but on the way there, we were pulled over, and we recorded the interaction. And the police officer pulled me over for not having my headlights on in the middle of the day. Because there was a light drizzle, and I ended up not giving him my name or my Social Security number. I didn't give him anything, and he let me go. Now, does that mean that I, you know, spouted off some magical, you know, UCC commercial code? No. That officer simply just didn't want to bother with me. It's all discretionary, and I think
Do you have one of their licenses? Did you give him that, or you gave him nothing?
The only thing that I gave him was well, it actually wasn't my car. I was married at the time, and it was my wife's car. And I gave him an expired insurance card. And that was all I gave him, and he ended up letting me go. And I do have
Randy,
videos.
Randy, I've heard rumors. I've heard rumors you might move to New Hampshire. Are those rumors true?
There is some truth in that.
Well, I hope you do, because I think that, you know, you're one of the few out there who really seems to kind of put your ideas into action. You do your best to document it, and I'd love to help you with that, because we can get cameras into court here. We'll come back with more. It's Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
You can bring up anything you want right here, toll-free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. And you can get interactive in a variety of ways on the website. So enjoy that. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Also, if you care about online privacy, you need to know about ProXPN. They will encrypt your internet connection. All you have to do is download their free software from proxpn.com/FTL. It's there for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, Android devices. And those of you with Linux, it's possible to get set up with ProXPN. It's just a different process that you have to go through for Linux users. proxpn.com/FTL. Go grab the software. Get it installed. Start for free. You can test out the service. If you like it, you'll want to upgrade to their premium account where you get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access. You can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. It's an incredibly handy tool for privacy. It's available to you for just about $5 a month. Just a little less than $5. I think $4.99 or something like that when you actually do the division on the annual account, because we're going to get you 50% off, which is what brings that price down just below $5 a month. So use code FTL50 when you're ready to upgrade at proxpn.com/FTL. They encrypt your internet connection so your internet service provider won't know what you're doing online anymore. As soon as you start using ProXPN, go check it out at proxpn.com/FTL. And don't forget promo code FTL50. There's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and you'll get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. ProXPN.com/FTL, code FTL50. We've got Randy Stroud on the line with us here from SovereignTactics.org. And one of the things I like about you, Randy, is that, you know, you're honest to the point where you're not making any claims saying that, oh, if you follow what I suggest, you're going to get out of a ticket, right? Like, you've pointed out that you've won some, you've lost some, and the ones you've lost, you feel it's because you're just too much of a hassle for the system. I mean, does that kind of sum up what you've been saying?
More or less, and a lot of my tactics also are based around getting a lot of third parties involved. Like, I'm not sure if you and your listeners are familiar with Mark Stevens. I know you are. Mark has been involved in, you know, a lot of you guys' activism, and I like a lot of what he's advocating and a lot of his tactics and a lot of things that he's talking about. But I guess since my time as being a paralegal, I'm a bit more administrative, so instead of going directly to the judge and trying to deal with them directly, I may talk to the parole board, or I may talk to one of the senior DAs who isn't even necessarily involved in the case itself, because the courts themselves do not want to be embarrassed. They do not want to be made a mockery of, because if they allow themselves to be made a mockery of, then their whole scam goes up in flames.
Well, and you can see that happening here in New Hampshire, like, for instance, where if they have a free stater in for a court trial, a lot of times they'll wait till the very end and there's nobody else left in court, and then they'll call.
Right, or put you in a whole other room by yourself, right, which is happening to me a lot in Manchester. They're like, you all go over there, and then you just come over here.
Yeah, because the numbers... Go ahead.
Down here in the South, things are a little bit different, too. People down here are very religious, so I kind of have this scare tactic that I like to use. I'm not sure if you guys have ever heard of Title 42, Section 666 of the Federal Code. Are you guys familiar with this?
No, I'm not.
Well, it basically says in a roundabout way that you can't get a job or travel or do anything unless you have a Social Security number. And
I thought that was pretty ominous
and controversial that the name of the law has 666 in it. And I myself, I'm not very religious, but I know that other people are. So it may be a bit manipulative, and some people don't like this tactic. But I'm like, hey, you guys are claiming to be religious. Well, it looks like the mark of the beast right here. And then all of a sudden, the DA.
And then they're paying,
like,
attention.
and everyone in the pews and the audience are like, wait, is what that guy's saying true? You know, and I'm living in the South. You know, I'm in Nashville, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly they're like, whoa, whoa, sit back down. You know, like, they don't want to hear that. So I actually love to use religion and kind of find the correlations with anarchism and voluntarism, because in the Bible there are a lot of references and kind of, you know, roundabout ways that anarchism is kind of promoted in weird ways, believe it or not. So whatever bridge that you can find to bring a connection to people to the ways of voluntarism, I think we should use it.
Well, I agree with that, and that's one of the reasons why I moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. I'm also originally from the South, and it's just so hard to make an impact in places that are not New Hampshire. I mean, there's just so many people here. There's nothing quite like being in a courtroom full of people where half of the people are people you know. Who've come to watch a trial and have that half of the courtroom stay completely seated as a judge walks into the room. I mean, there's just no feeling quite like that.
That doesn't happen anywhere else I've ever been.
No, and here it does happen, and it's so cool because, you know, like you said, Randy, they don't want the people to find out, you know, that their system is a scam, and they certainly don't want anybody to make fun of it, you know, in the court. And that's a nice silent way to show your disrespect for this ridiculous, aggressive system. And it's also one that can catch on, too. I've seen folks in a courtroom where they are not liberty activists. They are not known to anybody. They're just in the courtroom because, and they happen to call one of our cases early. They don't always wait till the end. Sometimes they'll call us first, which I've never been able to figure out why they do that. But sometimes they'll call our cases first. But anyway, when the judge walks in, if there's enough activists in that court to where they're the majority of the audience, you'll start seeing average people staying seated as well, which is really fun.
And that's where I think the value comes into a lot of this stuff. Like, I'm all for whatever tactics people want to use, but I think, like, on video, trolling the state, like, doing whatever you want to do in court, like, I don't understand, ask a lot of questions, you know, dehumanizing... Or, you know, humanizing these folks to other people is a real sense of value. And so whatever means it might be, but Pete and I were on the road and we would visit other people that are in courts at other places and we wouldn't stand for a judge. He'd be like, what are you doing? And so, but then I've heard later that they don't do that now, and it's like grows, and so
caught on.
Yeah, essentially, you know, you do that in a small step, but a lot of other steps, and, you know, you could have a very effective way at, like, you know, ending the authority of the state. You know, they're used to a lot of compliance, and, you know, if they start getting a little pushback, you know, it can work wonders. More so than maybe the UCC stuff.
It's funny that you mentioned that, because I do have a YouTube video with me and my brother, and we're trolling the Traffic Violations Bureau that collects the payments for traffic tickets. We go into court, and he's fighting a seatbelt ticket, and it's his very first time going to court. We trained for a couple of weeks to try to get him prepared, and he actually did a really good job. He had the police officer committing perjury over and over, but then my brother, he ended up getting kind of nervous, and the judge asked him if he had any further questions, and he kind of prematurely said yes, and he pretty much forfeited the case without realizing it, but he did a really good job. I was very proud of him. But then afterwards, the ticket ended up being $150, so we said, you know what, we're going to pay in change. And we have all this, you know, documented on video, it's on YouTube, so we go in to the Traffic Violations Bureau. And they say, well, our policy is you can only pay with 25 of each coin, 25 quarters, 25 nickels, so on and so forth. So, you know, after a while, it wasn't enough money, so we had to come back over and over and make like 15 transactions to pay the actual amount, and they were pissed, to be sure.
Randy, keep in touch, will you? I think what you're doing is interesting. I appreciate you putting it out there, and we'll look forward to seeing you here in New Hampshire, because things get a lot more fun when you get numbers on your side, and then we can also document the process, whatever it is that happens. Thanks for the call tonight, man.
Course,
I appreciate
it. You guys are awesome. I love
right
you.
On. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true. Trusted herbs and extracts. With the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free here and bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733. Don't forget, Skype is also an option for you. If you've got it, you can call us with Skype. In fact, there is a Skype app for cell phones to where you will upgrade your call quality. If you've got a good data signal, you can call us on Skype, and then you'll sound like you're on a decent microphone, and you won't sound like you sound like you're on the phone, so It'll be better. So go and connect with us on Skype at username lrn.fm. We'll get you on the air to talk about what you want. And don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com anytime. Let's go to Al. He's listening in Bangor, Maine. Al, you're on, I think you're listening to WNZS, right?
Yes.
Go ahead, sir.
The purpose of the media is to misinform the people and rob them of the knowledge of their origin and their destiny, which they need to fulfill their existence, the purpose why they were created.
And when you say the media, what do you mean?
Well, the media primarily is centered in New York City and Los Angeles, is primarily an instrument of control, to control the masses like a herd of cattle, and to convince them that the government in Washington, D.C. is really in power, when it's not in power at all. There's another power behind that which controls the masses.
Okay, wait, let me guess. Okay, I'm going to guess the British Crown and the Pope.
No.
I was going to go the same route.
Okay. All right. Well,
there's still the Illuminati we could go with.
Or
like
you're being facetious about it because you have to ridicule it because it's true. And you don't want this information
Lizard people?
If you know
aliens?
Jeffrey Epstein, you could call him a lizard person, if you will. Jeffrey Epstein is a billionaire. Now,
Hold on. Okay, so you're actually going there. You're going to suggest Jewish people are the
aliens or lizard
are the
people.
Ones who are in control?
Well, I'll give you the facts, and you may draw your own conclusions.
That's where you're going with it.
Jeffrey Epstein is a billionaire, and he has at his estate the underage girls, et cetera, and he counts among his visitors. Who does he have for visitors, gentlemen?
I've seen some of the headlines. Is this the guy that's been in the headlines recently for having Bill Clinton in his Rolodex or something like that?
Yeah, Bill Clinton, certainly.
He's had sexual interactions, allegedly, with some
Prince Andrew.
Girls.
No, not alleged. It's been pretty convicted of it. Prince Andrew, Alan Dershowitz. Katie Couric.
Okay, so what are you getting at?
Katie Couric.
So this guy, what is he, a media guy?
I'm telling you.
What's he do?
Who controls the government from behind the scenes.
Who?
And essentially you are on the same side as the government with your
emphasis on... Hold on a second.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm completely anti-state. I believe in liberty.
Pro-freedom.
The individual.
Sure.
Now, wait a minute. Why don't you just come right out and say it? Who's behind the government? What are you suggesting
here? The ideology of 1776 is your ideology. The ideology of the government, freedom, democracy. It's a 300-year-old ideology. What it does, it allows the financial powers, when there are no other values in society, the ruling power, the dominant power, becomes money and finance capital. Now, you look, the biggest force for democracy around the world, who is promoting the system of government we have, is Hillary Clinton. She's the head of multiple international associations which promote our system of government around the world.
I don't have a system of government, sir. I believe in self-government. If you want to apply me to any kind of governing, that is the only one I accept. So I will not accept whatever system you're talking about.
Sure, liberty.
But why don't you just come right out and say it? I mean, I don't want to put words in your mouth, Al. Are you suggesting that it's people who that it's the bankers who are in charge, or is it only Jewish bankers? Are you a bigot, or are you just hate bankers?
I'm saying that from a sociological, and you're calling name calling, Al, like typical liberal.
I didn't call you a name.
From a sociological standpoint, once you take away all the values in society, religion, etc., then the financial power of money, and the proof of this, Epstein.
I think it's bankers.
Okay, so is it bankers? Can you just be straight with me, Al? I mean, I'm asking you a straight question. So you're saying it's the bankers who are behind the government, that they're the true power, it's not the politicians in D.C.? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, certainly. Financial community in New York City. No question about it.
Because for a moment there, I thought you might have been a bigot and, like, you know, bigoted against Jewish
people.
You're saying
conspiracy theory, but I gave you the case of Jeffrey Epstein, who has Prince Andrew, and he controls these people from behind the scenes. Now, the idea of
I don't know who that guy is. I mean,
yeah, I don't know what he does. What does he do?
Is he a media guy, this Epstein guy? I know nothing about him except for the headlines.
He's controlling all aspects of the society.
And how? Does he own these things? Does he have power?
By blackmail. Blackmail and character assassinations.
Wait a minute. Is Epstein a banker or is he an entertainment guy? What's his deal?
He's an investment banker.
Okay.
And so he's wealthy from investment banking, and he uses his wealth to control people in other forms.
And he funded. Listen, gentlemen, this may be one of the most important things you ever hear in your life. So make an effort to understand
easy.
It.
Let's hear it.
He funded, Epstein funded the Department of Evolution at Harvard University. He made the study of evolution a separate department at Harvard University.
So what?
Well, If you,
what's the significance in this?
What do you got against evolution?
Don't you talk about government on your show?
But sure.
Plato said, and we're talking 2,500 years ago, the great political philosopher Plato said that people who teach that the universe happens at random, everything happens by chance, and that there is no God, this is not Alan Bangor, this is the philosopher Plato, they do so in order to control the masses. Now,
so hold on.
Dots,
so what you're saying is that people, just to clarify what you're saying here, Al, you're saying that people who don't believe in God are trying to control the masses.
That is what Plato taught 2,500 years ago. And then I gave you proof of that. I said Epstein funded the department.
But don't the people who believe in God also try to control the masses? I mean, isn't that the point of organized religion?
Not in the same way. Absolutely not in the same way.
Yeah, I think you should probably review history on that. Thanks for the call tonight, Al. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, lots of organized religions have essentially been just an excuse to control people. I mean, people historically had been uneducated. They, you know, didn't know anything. You know, they'd never been to any kind of schooling. And so the religions would step in and give them answers to life's big questions like, you know, what's thunder? You know, what's that noise coming from the sky? Well, it's Jesus or whatever it is. You know, they always had some sort of answer, and it was always something supernatural. And that was a way to placate the masses, give them something to believe in, and distract them from the fact that the church was taking all of their property.
I think at the best case scenario, the religions might have been, at the best case scenario, they started with good intention.
Yes,
and
I
yet,
think so.
You know, maybe two, three, whatever rounds, generations, whatever people into it. You know, they become quite convenient, you know, as a way to either A, explain something to like that's unexplainable, or B, control something that somebody doesn't, you know, like wouldn't do normally. And so you'd be like, well, God doesn't want you to go do that.
Well, if people believe the story that you're telling about how, you know, God is the reason for all of these things that you have questions about, if people buy into that, then they're going to buy everything else that that you're selling as well. And
exactly.
You know, give us 10% of your income, or 20%, or give us your farm, or
and work,
you know,
for me, and hey.
And so I don't want to make it sound like I'm trashing religion. I mean, I'm a minister in the Shire Free Church, but organized religion historically, as you pointed out, Adamo, when it gets too big, it gets out of control. And I think that, you know, like the Buddhists, for instance, which technically isn't really a religion, but has kind of become one. Like the Buddha had said that he's not a deity, that he's not a god and should not be worshipped, but yet there are
people who do it.
Variants of Buddhism where he's treated like a, you know, god type. 855-453. That's the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. You can take control here. This is Free Talk Live.
It's the end of year clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We'd rather sell it than count it. So every floor and every store is on sale, and it all must go. Get incredible deals on first quality flooring from just 35 cents a square foot. Beautiful 3/4 inch pre-finished solid hardwood is just $179. Save even more on all liquidation clearance and closeouts. It's in stock. It's on sale. And pay no interest until January 2017. Don't miss these end of year deals in over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Times are different than they were when Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. Everybody takes photos of their food nowadays. You can bet none of us kids would snap pictures of Mom's tuna casserole surprise. To this day, we don't know what the surprise was, nor do we want to. We didn't always have tasty food, but we always had great car insurance with Geico.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Hi, I'm George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM. I recently learned about a very unusual pharmacist who does not advocate use of prescription drugs, except in rare circumstances, say when powerful antibiotics are needed to kill a potentially lethal infection, such as pneumonia or staph. Instead, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from Boulder, Colorado, suggests always giving the body all the nutrients it needs to survive, thrive, escape illness, and live younger and longer. I don't think you will find anyone who knows more about how the body works and can explain it in such a delightful and entertaining way. Ben has recorded some very useful health nugget minutes that are available 24/7 online at criticalhealthnews.com. I invite you to log on to criticalhealthnews.com, listen to these pharmacist Ben health nuggets, and maybe even interact with Ben via chat or email. You're going to love Pharmacist Ben online at criticalhealthnews.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free and bring up anything you'd like at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's, again, 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, you've got Ian here.
And a demo.
Demo's here courtesy of copblock.org. We will, of course, take your calls about anything. Coming up, the Ross Ulbricht trial is set to kick off Tuesday morning. Activists are already heading toward New York City in Manhattan, where the Federal District Court is located, and we'll be hearing from them, I hope, throughout the week to give us updates starting Tuesday night from what's happening with the case, the Silk Road case. According to Andy Greenberg over at Wired.com, this is an important trial, and we'll go over his points on why he says the Silk Road trial matters here in a moment. You can, of course, take control of the airwaves here and bring up anything you'd like. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. So, but real quick, I wanted to go back to what Al was talking about there in Maine, because it was just most of the call was me just trying to figure out what Al was getting at. And one of the claims he did make was that, you know, the media is controlling people and this and that, and which is a common kind of conspiracy,
sure,
right?
Like, I wonder if it's direct or an unintended consequence, but either way.
An unintended consequence of what?
Well, of like, you know, slave world is what I would limit, I would call it in a nutshell. So basically, like, all these poor decisions accumulated into one, you know, creating an unintended consequence. Or yeah, maybe they're good decisions in their mind, but a poor decision of mine.
Well, yeah, I mean,
but these actions.
They
know?
Went to government school, too, right? Like, most of the media people went to government yeah. school, and they went to government college, and then that's how they got educated. So it's
right.
no surprise.
It's no surprise, right. It's they're chugging along on the track just as they should, right?
But the conspiracy, of course, is not that the individual reporters are in on it, that it's the people who are at the top
right.
who are
trickling it down.
They're right. They're controlling information. They're not allowing certain stories on the air. I mean, the how high level, you know, how at what level, you know, does the news editor of the newspaper, is he in on the conspiracy to control everything? Probably not. But, you know, the claim is that, you know, Ted Turner, he owns all this stuff, and there's only three owners of all the different media corporations and things like that. And, you know, it's an interesting thing, and there's certainly some evidence for the ownership and all that. Obviously, you can trace ownership and find out who owns what.
Sure.
But at the same time, I mean, doesn't the fact that Free Talk Live exists and that we're on 150 radio stations, many of which are owned by two of the largest, you know, several of them are owned by what was formerly known as Clear Channel and Cumulus Broadcasting. These are the two largest broadcasters in the United States. These guys are airing a show. Some of them, we're on a Clear Channel station in Huntsville, WBHP, seven nights a week. You know, so some of them, it's not just like we're some kind of weekend show. Some of them we're on all the time. I mean, they're airing a show that is explicitly anti-state and, you know, anti the system of the status quo. And we're not one of those righty or lefty red show versus blue side kind of situations. We're not promoting that viewpoint here at all. So, I mean, doesn't the fact that we exist sort of negate this grand overarching conspiracy that...
Well, I don't know if it negates it. I think that, diamonds in the roughs are like, you know, would the people who run these channels and forms, you know, that post your affiliates or your show, allow you into a primetime slot with, like, over XYZ viewers, to me, I hope so, and eventually, but I think the one component to that would be that there would have to be a major shift in everyone's mind for that to happen. Like, they have to be fed up with who's filling those slots now, and that would eventually happen in my mind, but I don't know if, like, hopefully some of them take the risk, right, and, like,
sure,
do whatever. But I think, back to, like, the unintended consequence, or does this negate that it happens? I think if you had, like, a really ambitious reporter who was, like, going to just, like, report facts in the news,
mm-hmm.
Well, I think the news is such a rat race, like, you know, what comes over the wire and who covers it the best, and they're all fighting over the same story, that, like, if somebody tried to think outside the box, you know, it's just as simple as that, like, they'd be shot down for that. And so if, like, some program director wanted to throw you into a hot slot, you know, think outside the box, they'd be shot down for that because it's a grind world, you know?
I think there's an argument for what you're making, right? Like when we were working for Clear Channel, so when Free Talk Live started, we started on a Clear Channel talk station, and they were going to promote the show to Afternoon Drive, and they were going to move us over to their AM station. So Clear Channel started us on an FM talk station. That station got blown out of the water. It got flipped back to a music format.
Okay.
And, you know, that wasn't because of us. It was because, you know, they claimed they
could sell
the format.
Yeah.
And, so they promised us, oh, we're going to bring you guys back. We're going to retool the AM station, and you guys are going to be the Afternoon Drive. You're going to be the local show on the station. And it sounded good, right?
Right.
It sounded good. It didn't end up panning out. They ended up putting Sean Hannity on instead of us in that slot. I ended up getting a severance package and being removed from the cluster of stations after having worked there for 6 years.
Oh.
And which was fine, you know.
Right,
you know,
maybe nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, well, a lot of times you lose a job, it's the best thing that can happen to you. You just have to look for the other opportunities that are opening up. One door closes, another one opens.
That's right.
So, you know, it worked out fine because it allowed us to, you know, sort of free talk live, if you will. Clear Channel never owned the so-called intellectual property. We just were a show on their radio station in Sarasota, Florida. Nobody thought to sign a contract with us or anything like that. So, you know, we took the whole idea of Free Talk Live and we went and
walked with it.
We got on another radio station in town. But I guess the reason I was telling that story is that we were too outside of the box, I think. The powers that be in Tampa, who were kind of in charge of that region of programming, and we're from Sarasota, I'm from Sarasota originally in Florida, so the west coast just south of Tampa. So the Tampa Clear Channel bosses were the ones that were in charge there, and we were too unusual, I think, for their taste, and they didn't want to see that happen.
Right, so in that format, there'd probably be like a cap for you, right? Like, this is the best you can get. You look at Howard Stern's kind of like rise to his talk show. You know, like, he was knocking that down in a different, you know, he had whatever, like, shock radio, but, you know, it's similar. I think at some point you might cap out, or you would really need a mental paradigm
shift.
Well,
we would have been able to get, like, even if we had gotten on Afternoon Drive on that AM station, which was a little crappy AM in Sarasota, even if we had done that, then, you know, we probably never would have gone anywhere from there. Clear Channel never would have offered us a syndication agreement or anything like that. We'd have been dead in the water, ultimately. I mean, even if we could have made it work locally, odds are good it never would have become a national show. And so probably it's one of the best things that happened is that, you know, Clear Channel couldn't see the vision then. But once we started doing Free Talk Live for a number of years as a syndicated show, you know, we became known in the industry. We started going to these industry conventions, which, of course, our listeners help fund those things through the Free Talk Live AMP program, which you can join for $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com and get some perks. But, you know, you start to get to know people in the business, and somebody takes a chance on you. At some point, it was Phil Tower in Grand Rapids, Michigan. He was our first Clear Channel station to take the show. He put us on his smaller station. He programs two talk stations there. One of them's a 50,000 or 20,000 watt AM blowtorch, kind of badass big old AM signal, and the other one's, you know, a couple thousand watts.
Right.
So we got on the smaller one on Saturday nights, and we've been on there ever since. It hasn't been a problem, and, you know, that's through other program directors who've taken over the station since Phil was there. He's actually back there now, but yeah, it hasn't been a problem, and since then, one takes the show, that means it's okay for the others to take the show, right?
Dominoes.
And yeah, and so now we've got several Clear Channel stations. Now they call themselves iHeartMedia, which I think is a better name for their company. But my point being that if there was this big conspiracy designed,
they wouldn't let you exist at all, right?
Right.
It'd be like in the protocol, like, smash this guy,
yeah,
and he's got to go.
Yeah, word would have gotten up. I mean, like, word would have gotten to the master at the top, like, this Phil Tower guy in Grand Rapids added these voluntarists, and we got to get this show off the air. Well,
but here's another thing that I've thought about, and I'll throw in Alex Jones with it, right? And so, like, some people would say this too, like, well, Alex Jones, he's right on, you know, and then, like, some people are like, well, why do they let him exist? Like, why would they let him spout this stuff about the man and
he's a
SEMA kid?
Plant.
Well, that, I guess maybe he's intended. That's another angle of it. But, you know, to me,
that's,
it's like,
conspiracy about Alex Jones.
We ever see the movie The Village, right? And these people are dressing up like monsters to scare the people into compliance, you know?
I haven't seen that. No.
Oh, well, spoiler alert.
Okay.
My bad. Well, essentially in The Village, like, these people are afraid to leave this secure area with a fence because there's these bad
monsters, things
out there, right? And so, like, for a while, it was fine just to say there was bad things out there, but eventually people needed to see bad things, and so they had to do whatever. And so, like, is Alex Jones or is Free Talk Live allowed to exist to create, you know, the fear aspect? It's like, then, like, every now and then they're like, oh, we need someone to make an example out of. Grab one of these people.
I see where you're coming from.
Here's a pool of people to make example out of.
It's certainly true that Alex Jones deals in fear. I mean, there's no doubt about that. That's kind of the one of the surrounding or the major thrusts of his show.
He deals in fear, but I'm saying is, like, if the government was just, everyone bought everything they're saying, and everyone was just like, walking around like, oh, I'm so happy and compliant, at some point that might fade. But, like, if they have something to point to every now and then to say, this is why you need to be in line, this is why you need to be in line, like, you know, government never becomes utopic.
I see what you're saying.
It's the yin and the yang.
But we give solutions on Free Talk Live, right? Like, hey, you can move to New Hampshire. You can join with other people who think like you. It's sort of, we're more of a beacon in that way than, I think, Alex Jones, which is basically scaring people into doing nothing. 855-450-FREE, Ross Ulbricht's trial. We'll talk about it coming up. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference. One cup at a time. Get a free pound. Try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your
youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.